You know the drill, guys. Click on that subscribe button so that you never miss another episode. And if you like us, we'd really appreciate it if you guys can give us a quick rating and a review. This simple act will make it possible for more people to see us on the platforms and enjoy all our content.
Check us out on Instagram, Facebook, and TikTok, where you can see more content relating to our episode. Like and follow us for more chika, more deep dives, more tawanan. Share our content and tag us so that we can connect.
Support us through GAMP. It is this amazing platform where you can share your love to content creators like us. You can see the link in the episode's description. And if you want to partner with us, email us at number1.to.saganghae@gmail.com. Let's collaborate!
One, two, sarang!
Hey!
Annyeong, this is Pia!
Annyeong, this is Monica!
Hello everyone, this is Trency and welcome to another episode of 1, 2, Sarang!
Yes! Because let's be happy!
Sakto rin to kasi parang sa pag-uusapan natin today, it's a show about trying to be happy. And also in this show, there's ham. Rather, the source of ham.
The source of ham.
Pigs.
And madaming lechon.
Madaming na lechon. Uy, ang sakit!
Oh,
grabe!
Ang devastating,
no? If you want it super crispy. Kami sisimulan talaga natin ng ganito, no?
Sorry.
Okay, pero bago ang lahat, we are dropping this the week before Father's Day. So, we would like to say Happy Father's Day. I don't know how to say it in Korean, though. Happy Appa Day to all the Appas out there. Our Appas. Your Appas, our dear listeners, Hapa Appa.
And all the daddies we want to have.
Mm-hmm. All the daddies and all the zaddies we want in our lives.
Song chol hai.
Buhay na buhay sila this week. Okay, so tapos na tayo sa ating greetings. Pero very sincerely, actually, Happy Father's
Happy
Day.
Happy Father's Day.
Happy Father's Day to my husband as well.
Yes, okay. Yon. So, ang ating pag-uusapan for this show is, of course, one of the more popular shows right now on Netflix. Ang pangalan po niya ay Good Bad Mother.
Yes!
So, ano, very interesting siya, no? Parang medyo matunog talaga siya even before it dropped.
Good Bad
Mother. Well, Ramiran.
Yeah, exactly. They dropped the press photos and you see that cast. It's ooh. What's gonna happen?
And Takey's dad.
And Takey's dad. Yeah.
The guy from Signal?
Yes. Oh. He's there too. Okay. So for this episode, yun na nga, we'll be talking about Good Bad Mother. Very exciting. And I think ang dami ning feelings about this show. Diba? Parang there's so many things happening. Actually, sobrang jam-packed ng show na to. Pero ang tumatak talaga sa atin, and I mean for me din in particular, is really their whole take on motherhood. So what really is a good mother, diba? Is a bad mother a good mother? Or a good mother should just be a good mother? But what is a good mother anyway? Okay, we will
a
talk about that later.
Is a good mother.
Uh-huh. Meron bang neutral mother? Pag-uusapan natin
mamaya.
That's
a boring mother.
Mga ano, neutrally evil. Di ba yung
correct. Oh.
Yung diagram na yun.
Sa diagram na yun.
Chaotic evil.
Correct. May mga ganding mothers. So later, we'll talk about that. You know, our own experiences and all that. But before we get through that meat of this discussion for today, of course, we'll talk about what we like talking about, which is, you know, how did we feel after the show? And like getting into like the nitty-gritties of the show itself. So listeners out there, be prepared. And then of course, lastly, just to round everything up, I mean, you know naman, pag nagdi-discuss kami, we always want to see kung may iba pang pwedeng gawin to improve the show. So we'll also be talking about that. If there's one thing that we want to change to make it work better for us as the viewers, what would it be?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Mm. All right. Let's go and get some pigs.
Oh.
In my head kasi parang ano yung game na yun, yung naghahabulan sila ng baboy na may langis. Nilalangisan yung baboy.
Alam ko yun, yung chase the pig.
Oh, chase the pig.
Oh, something biik, something biik. Naalala ko yun eh.
Yung habulan ng biik.
Mm-mm-mm.
Okay, so yun.
Oh, basta yun.
Alright, di ba pag habulan ng biik, mabilis lang. So ito, mag-lightning round lang tayong real, real quick. How did you guys feel after watching the show? Okay, simulan ko na. Relief. Uh-huh.
Relief.
Relief. Kasi, yeah. It was a whirlwind, honestly.
Yeah.
Emotional roller coaster of a show. Parang the characters are, there's just so many things happening to them. Pak, 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 one after the other. Third episode pa lang, ang dami yung nangyari. So, for me, relief for myself and also relief for the main characters because, like, the ending was beautiful, you know? They got what they wanted and what they deserved. So,
yeah.
Yun na feel ko after that. Ikaw, Pia.
I was pretty satisfied with the ending considering, in fact, I was so happy that it was just 14 episodes. So, nawala yeah. sa kanya yung usual bad trip na kung may 15th and 16th, kung ano-ano pang isa-stretch nila.
Correct, correct.
So, yun yung feeling ko na, okay, good, satisfied with the ending.
Oh, correct. Great.
Monica. Ako naman, it felt like a retreat, the entire thing.
Mm-hmm.
Kasi the topics, like, it inserted a lot of, like, thoughts, facts, experiences in life.
Yeah.
So parang yung lalanay sa last episode, pero hindi mo siya na-feel at the beginning. So ang ganda nga ng ending kasi parang like you piece together something. So you know how in a retreat, parang towards the end you kind of get na the intention kasi at the beginning of the retreat, yung may pa-games muna or may pa-intro to whatever. And then sa ending session mo na lang malalaman na, ah, kaya pala, ito pala yung tuhog nito. Ah, okay. So, ito yung babaunin ko pag uwi ko after the retreat. Parang may ganung feeling siya. So, yeah. Ooh.
Gusto ko malaman kung ano yung nabaon mo. Oo. Hindi kasi, when I was like looking around the internet din, kung anong mga reactions sa mga tao about it, parang ang daming takeaways talaga ng mga tao. And for me, parang dun ko na appreciate din bigla ulit ang K-drama kasi parang it's yun talaga yung klaseng genre niya, parang you watch it and like it really hits you differently. So I think this is really one of those shows that a lot of people, as in ang laki nung impact sa buhay nila. So I mean, just to give you an example, parang may isang girl doon na para after niya mapanood daw yung show, parang kinuwento niya na she has a dad na medyo frayed yung relationship nila. And then, parang, when she watched the show, parang doon niya na-realize yung importance of forgiveness. So, after nun, parang, this is in the middle of the show. Kasi kung after the show, di kahapon lang yun. Ang bilis naman ang transition niya, di ba?
Uh-huh.
But, yun nga, yung mga takeaways niya during watching it, parang, it made her want to treat her father better. Kasi, parang yung nakuha niyang learning from that show. And, you know, I just
that kind of makes sense because like in the show, though it follows of course Young Soon and the story of her story and Choi Kang Ho in their family, very very much injected din yung same plight na ibang characters.
Correct.
And by that plight meaning yun nga, yung what's a good mother or actually what's a good person kasi even the fathers would have hirits din or you know,
kahit
maliit lang may maunti kang takeaways of how these people are and you know, anyway, ang point lang naman is parang natuwa ako sa pagkalatag na ibang mga characters na they tried to make it as varied as possible. May levels of cliche, but I didn't mind the cliche kasi I thought naman na sakto yung timpla nila. Yun, not over the top, na-explain naman thoroughly, alam mo yun, like yung nanay ni Samshik na... Ayun, very typical mom siya na I hate my son but I love my son.
Yes.
Mga ganon.
Mm-mm.
And even Miju's mom na para don't do that. Yung very controlling. For yun pala, she's basically just trying to avoid her daughter from making the same mistakes pala. Yung mga ganong snippets na very familiar. We've seen it in a lot of stories before. It's very cliche. Mm-mm. But it was well, I don't know, it was well distributed naman throughout the story. Hindi siya yung pak-pak-pak na yak, drama, or whatever.
Correct. So,
anyway, parang, ang point ko lang naman, kaya siya varied, kaya din feeling ko parang maraming mga tao na naka-attach to it. Kasi may makikita ka eh. I'm sure you saw your mother in one of them. Alam mo yun? Parang they're very, you know, yun. That's what I meant.
Like, super gets na parang, tama ka nga, na parang, and I think yun din yung sobrang strength din ng K-drama in general, na parang when we have shows like these na parang community siya. May specific term sila dun eh. Pag parang may barangay. Barangay acting siya. Correct, sobrang lahat ng characters, even if they don't really show up all the time, parang the characters are always just so buo. Alam mo yun?
Yeah.
Like kahit na padaplis lang, I think the way they write din kasi the conversations, they manage to really inject certain details about the lives na mapupuno niya yung buhay ng tao
exactly.
na yun.
Exactly.
Ang galing.
Yung ano, sinulat ko yun sa notes ko, actually.
Go.
Like, we see that in K-dramas over and over again. Like, the community.
Mm.
Like, and there's, you always see the village chief, and then there's the main contrabida, there's the best friend, there's your rival, whatever, whatever. Pero ang ending, they're like, such great neighbors to each other. They're like good friends. We'll see that over and over again in K-dramas. And I don't mind seeing it over and over again. Feeling ko hindi ako magsasawa. Kasi parang nakukuha mo dun talaga is like, this is how you're supposed to live. Like, you can't live get through life alone.
Yeah.
And I think I'll always appreciate that reminder. So,
yeah. That's right. And it also helps na the people doing all these characters are such freaking great actors.
Yeah.
My goodness, they are so good. Ikaw, Pia, I think you have thoughts.
Ah, hindi.
Ah, wala.
Ewan ko, magkaiba lang kasi, hindi, magkaiba kasi ng experience ako, feeling ko, versus the two of you.
Oh, okay.
Because for me, this whole drama felt so tired para sa akin. The storyline is so tired, it's so paulit-ulit na masyado na hindi siya naging fresh sa mata ko. That's why it was quite hard for me to appreciate it as much. Parang, there are ways of telling the story sana in a way that doesn't feel like something you've already seen. But everything here felt already seen. Maybe, pinag-isipan ko nga eh. Maybe mostly because we just saw Lee Do-yoon in a revenge drama.
Correct.
Tapos ito na naman siya sa revenge.
Mm-mm.
Parang dun ako na parang napagod dito sa drama na to. So parang it didn't feel fresh to me. It's so soapy and I wasn't in the mood to soap right now. Siguro
very,
yun.
Very true. May ganun din ako na feel about it. It was only like a little bit after that na nag-latch on to the show na rin talaga ako. And it really helped nga, as I mentioned before, na ang charismatic din kasi nung mga actors. I think, parang for me, na bigyan nila ng bagong layer of something, yung parang material na alam natin na sobrang daming beses nang narehash. Alam mo yun? Yung story ng nanay na nagsustruggle and yung anak na, alam mo yun, parang meron silang ganung relationship and then biglang meron pa siyang isang fated lover na ka-birthday pa niya. Alam mo yun? Pero ang galing kasi, ni ako Ramiran as in my goodness, this lady.
Hands down this woman.
Pero, mo, sobrang agree ako yung kay LDH. In fact, I feel like this isn't one of his best standout performance because normally kasi siya yung standout diba?
Yeah.
And ako ang laking factor din kasi na you're right about kakatapos lang niya ng ano ng revenge drama.
Mag-romcom naman tayo. Mumitingiti ka naman more.
Pero, ang na-appreciate ko, kasi so Ramiran is this powerhouse. The entire time, I think one of the reasons why I kept going, kasi parang, diba, especially in the first part, I mean, it's devastating after devastation after devastation.
My goodness.
Of course, it can put you down kasi parang, why do you want to keep on watching like all these unfortunate life events na kahit alam mo nangyayari and all that. Parang nakaka-down siya. Siyempre, manunod ka na nga lang para, alam mo yun, medyo chumil tapos nakaka-down siya, diba?
And my sense of impossibility siya. Alam mo yun?
Yeah, parang, of course, like, of course.
Every 10 minutes na lang may nangyayaring masama sa'yo. Na in-acknowledge na sa show actually, na nakakatawa.
Yeah, actually. Mm-hmm. Pero, kahit, so LDH nga, kahit hindi ito yung best standout niya, mm-hmm. I super duper love seeing their balance mm-hmm. together. Like, yes. Nakikita ko talaga na kaya niyang, hindi naman kalabanin, forgets, na ano niya eh, na, mm-hmm. na up at par niya yung kay Ramiran. Mm-hmm. Na, I mean, I'm not saying naman the other co-actors, like, the other sons, si ano, what's his name in Reply 88, did such a bad job or whatever. But uh-oh. Yes, parang, I don't know.
Si Jun Ryol?
He was pretty good too.
Si the one who played Bang Samchik.
No. I meant Jun Ryol. But anyway.
Ah, Jun Ryol.
Oo. Point lang naman is, you kind of can tell eh, pag they like their co-actors. Yung masarap yung batuhan, parang ganun. I don't know. Mayroon akong na-sense na ganun. So, mm-mm. I liked observing that.
Ako, parang for me kasi na-enjoy ko si Lido yun dito actually. I mean, hindi ko siya sinusundan. So, I kind of enjoyed his lightness in this show. Kasi parang ang bigat niya sa, sa The Glory. Tapos, ang bigat din niya sa, what do you call this? Sa Youth of May.
Youth of May. No,
talaga? No. Oh, ako kilig ako sa kanya din. Oh.
Pero ito kasi parang, I guess, kasi the show also called for him to be youthful. Kasi nga, yung premise naman is, parang nagkaroon siya ng neurological problem na bumata siya bigla. Alam mo yun? But, there's just something about how he is just so light. And I think for me, it helped. Nagusto ko rin kasi yung actress na nagplay kay Miju.
I want to mention Anu Jin.
I love her.
She's also from Hospital Playlist. Yeah. Tapos doon, sobrang second lead lang. Hindi nga second eh. Parang medyo third, fourth lead lang siya. Uh-oh. And sobrang standout siya doon kasi parang love team niya yung one of the main doctors. Mm-mm. She plays an OB. Mm-mm. Tapos parang siguro doon sobrang siyang nag-shine na biglang nagkaroon siya ng gantong role. As in, sobrang deserved. It's about time for her. Kasi nakadalawang season na rin yung Hospital Playlist. And then now lang siya nagkaroon ng breakout role.
Oh,
kaya sobrang tungkol sa kanya.
I like her a lot.
Lalo na sa Hospital Playlist, panoorin nyo kasi, ang cute-cute niya.
She's just so warm. She's, when you see her,
breath of fresh air, breath of fresh air. Siya.
Correct.
And I feel like it helps na hindi siya yung quintessential Korean beauty. Alam mo yun? Yes. Maganda siya, pero hindi siya yung typical na maganda. And then add mo pa yung charisma and freshness na yun. Na feeling, alam mo, feeling ko talaga may something chemistry tong dalawang to eh. Iba yung chemistry
alam
nila
mo,
eh. Kinikilig ako sa kanila
eh. Ko, pero parang pinipigilan ko kasi alam kong may jowa si LDH.
Correct.
As true dilulus. I think normal lang to sa atin.
Gusto mo. Sobra naman akong natuwa and I was really fighting for them na parang puta naman! As in, dami kong moments na gano'n.
Correct. Tapos sobrang gusto ko rin yung character niya. Parang gusto ko yung mga we've seen that na rin naman. Pero, ang chill.
As a sugar parang, mama.
Parang ang ganda lang kasi na yun yung timpla sa kanya, given na may major drama na. So, siya yung character, of course, dramatic pa rin kasi nga iniwan siya ni Kang Ho and all that. Forgets. I mean, nung iniwan siya, hindi siya yung nagdrama na, don't leave me, whatever.
Oh, parang,
kinanong niya lang, what you have to do? Will it matter if I said no? Tapos parang sabi ni Kang Ho, no. Tapos wala na siyang imik. Parang gano'n na lang. Tapos nalaman niya buntis siya, happy siya. Pero gets, alam mo yun, parang hindi siya yung nagdrama na, no, I have to tell him, whatever. Parang,
correct.
Yun. Tapos sobrang favorite ko yung eksena, yung finally, nagkabalikan na sa'yo. Yung sa hotel, tawa-tawa lang ako kasi...
Oh my God, yung naghalikan sila. Ito pa yung...
Tawa-tawa ako kasi parang yung hirit niya na parang, bakit dito ka lang sa forehead bumalik? Andito yung lips ko. Ibaba mo lang parang ganon. Natawang-tawang-tawa ako kasi parang yun yung exact thoughts ko nung hinalikan ni Kang Ho.
Same.
Tagal mo nga hinintay yun ha. Tapos noo lang, so tawang-tawa ako nung hinirit niya na andito yung lips ko. Parang, yes girl, buti na lang you mentioned it. Parang ganon.
May feeling tuloy na parang in-improve siya doon. Parang may ganun siyang dating.
Parang, I don't know.
Posible.
Medyo ganyan din yung role niya sa Hospital Playlist actually. Pero mas nag-shine dito kasi mas madami siyang moments. So magaling siya sa ganyang klase ng pa-cuteness na ano.
Pa-cuteness na hindi cringe.
Oo, hindi exactly.
Cringe. Yung natural exactly. na pa-cute, alam mo yun, yung may pinanggagalingan pa-cute, hindi yung parang, ganun, di lang ganun. Sorry, can I just say
strong
lang?
Woman can be cute.
Oo, actually, siya. Exactly. Strong woman can be cute. Alam mo, that should be the title of my movie. I want it to be the title of my movie. Strong woman and can be cute.
Sobrang natuwa din na ano siya, no? Nail technician.
Oo nga, na nail technician
kasi
siya.
Kasi parang, there was something about her being a nail technician na kahit na wala siya sa eksena, pag nakikita mo yung nanay niya, tas magandang nails niya, nakikita yung mga neighbors, magandang nails ng mga babae, alam mong nandun din si Miju. Alam mo yan, naisip ko si Miju. Parang may ganun. Parang,
meron siyang consistent ano.
Good job, consistent. Script.
Actually, nakakatuwa yun.
Okay. Anyway, you were saying...
No, I was just gonna add lang na babalik ako ng konti kasi may part dun sa ano, dun sa kissing scene nila, tuwa ako. Kasi nung si Bang Samsik, na honestly medyo creepy siya kung hindi lang nakakatuwa yung character niya sa truth.
Magaling din kasi siya. Eh.
Magaling siya. I love him, the actor. Yeah. Si Yu In-soo, that is the actor. He was also in Alchemy of Souls. So anyway, di ba nung
nakita
niya?
And all of us are dead.
And all of us
I
are dead.
I love him there.
Go. So yung ano lang, yung nakita lang niya yung CCTV footage nung naghalikan sila. Tapos nung naghalikan pala sila, tinanggal ni ano, ni Kang Ho yung backpack niya, yung binato niya. Oh, shit, man! Song Cho!
Natulog sa mga delulus ko this week!
Pero alam mo, so,
isang
sobrang,
delulu week?
Sobrang hot nga nung tanggal ng backpack. Pero grabe, na-feel ko yung reaction niya, no, ah, ni Samsik.
Oo.
Yung hindi makapaniwala, yung parang all... Kasi nabasa mo talaga sa mga mata niya na mali pala yung reading niya kay Miju. Correct. Ganon.
Parang, sir, ang tagal lang pala yung reading. High school pa lang kayo, sobrang pala yung reading mo.
Pagkapanganak pa lang, nandun ka lang, third wheel ka na.
Actually, third wheel ka na.
I love him.
Hindi pa napuputol ang umbilical cords nila. Third wheel ka na.
Correct. Although yun, feeling ko lang, medyo underutilized din si Samsik. Kasi parang towards the end na lang lumabas lahat yun. Na parang, doon niya lang ba na-discover that he has that perfect comedic timing? Kasi ang daming parang, okay. Kasi I guess, parang comparing it to, for example, mga hometown cha-cha-cha. Ang ganda nung balance nung parang, yung the funny and then the sad parts, yung galon. Dito kasi parang towards the end na lang nila naalala na, ay, magpatawa tayo para mabalance siya.
Uh-oh.
Parang dun ako na frustrate na sobrang yung imbalanced in that sense na parang nung dumating to si Samsik as the comic relief, parang, okay, pwede palang ginawa niyo yun nung episode 1 pa lang sana, meron ng something na ganon. Ayun lang, naisip ko yung kay Samsik. I feel he was underutilized.
Correct. I super agree sa underutilization niya. Parang midway, parang naisip ko, bakit ka nandito?
Diba?
Parang wala masyadong clear point as to why you are here. Oo. And then, go lang.
I was just gonna say I didn't mind. Kasi nga, ang ending, ang impactful din ng presence niya towards the end. At nagka-ano pa sila, na-inlove pa siya sa isang
pinalitan
tao pa
lang
na nasa prison.
Oo nga.
Correct. Although natuwa ako doon kasi parang nung, ang kit-kit ng eksena kaya nung in-explain niya, 2 years will come by fast.
Oo.
Na parang, he's basing it on experience. So,
okay. Alam niya yun.
May connection sila. Tapos parang, ang cute naman ito. What the hell? Ba't ako rinikiling?
Pero yung reaction ng girl is like, parang, she's,
Hindi niya maintindihan kung ano nangyayari.
Kung si Miju kinaya siyang stand, because friends naman din sila. Itong si girl, for sure, paglabas niya ng preso, hindi na niya kikitain
yun.
Nope, sir. Pero actually, I wanna go back to Pia's point din, na parang, may imbalance nga in terms of like yung comedic angle and yung seriousness about it. Kasi I think it's really, for me, parang one of the really standout parts din of the show. Yung mga nag-inject sila ng mga whimsy, comedy, yung bigla na lang may lalabas na mukha sa sky, ala Teletubbies. Yeah.
They did it once.
True. Which is actually even more parang random. Jarring. Oo, kasi parang...
Saan galing?
So, I wanna know what your thoughts about that. Kasi parang for me, yun yung isa mga... Yung treatment nung show, yung medyo isa sa mga bagay na gusto ko rin intindihin.
I think that's what that's why I see na it felt so tired because everything, kasi what yun nga sa K-drama, they're so good in injecting those comedic things na parang sana sa episode 1 pa lang para din may hinga ka dun sa lahat ng mga bad things that were happening. They had cute moments and we love the cute moments with the pig, with the proposal, that was so adorable. Pero parang i-balance lang natin ng konti with the comedy. Kung meron man comedic things doon, baka na-miss ko. Parang hindi talaga siya masyadong na-balance lang sa akin.
Probably not comedy. And yeah, it probably not as impactful as, kasi when Insu comes in, it's like really comedy. But every time, ako na-feel ko naman siya every time the neighbors are around, and when the twins, the kid twins are there, I always feel light. Sila actually yung nakapagpagaan ng episode all the time. Pero siguro, yeah, you're kind of right. Nung na-utilize na nga nila si Insu, so everything was funnier, I guess.
Yeah.
Parang, dun mo lang ma-realize, it could have been funny. But then, yun nga, when it didn't happen, parang okay lang naman. Hindi ko siya masyadong hinanap din. Tsaka hindi ko alam, parang siguro after a few episodes, na-realize ko, my God, this is like, bad stuff after bad stuff.
Mm-mm.
Like, maybe it's all bad stuff. So, inaccept ko na lang siya.
Although, I super love that scene, sorry, nung escape nila from the hospital. That was one of the scenes sa sobrang, ang saya-saya ko. Kasi parang, love na love ko lagi yung mga ganyan sa mga, lalo sa mga coming of age, mga teen na mga series. Yung parang break, running away from the bad guys, correct, kind of thing. That whole feel with the top, with the shot na ano, naka eagle's eye view ka, tapos makita mo silang tumatakbo palabas ng ospital.
Yeah.
And then na parang, if you think about it, napakatanga naman nung buong, talaga ba, meron kayong bodyguard nandun lang sa labas ng kwarto, pero wala sa baba? Para tayong tanga dito, di ba? Pero parang, but that's it. Tapos, di ba, pag pumasok lang sila nasa sakyan, na parang nahuli yung mga, it was so stupid.
Correct.
But that whole, parang that whole thing of just all of them running away, running free from the bad guys, it felt so rewarding to me. I love that scene so much.
There's this little bit dun sa part na yun, nung tumatakbo sila, tas, and then, all of a sudden, nandun din si Kang Ho. For some reason, like, why the fuck is he there? And then,
I know.
Lang nung parang kinuha niya yung kamay ni Mijuts, parang sabi niya, parang like, bakit kayo pumunta dito? And then she gave some explanation. And then yung mukha niya biglang nag-brighten. Parang like, oh, she's my, you know, partner in crime. May ganong feel. Yung parang, I'm so proud of her.
Yeah,
she did the right thing. Cute. You were saying one.
Oh, I loved Insu's wig.
Oh my God. Her, his, ano,
the blunt cut wig. I laughed so hard when the frame, when the shot went up to him, tapos naka-wig siya, na parang, tanga
as Edna mode.
But at the same time, as Edna mode, feeling ko yung, yung burst of laughter ko, is a preview pa lang. It's more of because, oh shit, this is gonna be a funny next episode, parang may ganon.
Meron din talaga siyang, parang like, it's really absurd. May absurdity siya eh. Alam mo yun? Yung parang, na for me, and super agree with Pia kanina nung sinabi niya na parang sobrang weird niya. Kasi minsan parang if you're so into like this really emotional scene, which happens every episode, twice even, and then all of a sudden, may magpapatawa, hindi siya swabe. May ganung dating for me. Pero tinatry ko siyang hanapan ng rason kung bakit nila ginawa yun. Na parang feeling ko towards the end na rin narasonan, na parang, when they kept saying na happy, 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 you know, I'm happy, you know, na parang, baka yun yung point ng mga ganung injections talaga na life is just fucking weird. It's absurd. You can't explain everything that's happening to you, all the malas in your life. So, you latch on na lang to these, like, funny moments with people around you. Parang yun na lang yung takeaway ko, I guess, just to give it a little bit more impact in my viewing.
One thing also pala na naalala ko when you're talking about yung si Kang Ho nasa car na. There's another, yun pa yung isang bagay na nahirapan akong sundan yung mga timeline dito sa K-drama na to. Kasi parang, how long is a freaking presidential campaign in Korea? Because when he announced na tatakbo siya ng president, basically yun na din yung time na na-aksidente siya. So in the time frame ng campaign period nila, which usually is what? 4 months? So, nakoma siya, nagising siya sa coma niya, na paralyzed siya, nakapag-rehab siya, nakapaglakad siya, nabalik yung memories niya bago pa siya mag-eleksyon.
Oo.
Ang daming mga ganong mga moments kasi parang yung nandun na sila sa courtroom. Isang araw lang pala yung courtroom, tapos nun, lahat ng mga townspeople nandun, tapos pag-uwi nila, nakaset up na yung bahay, uh-oh, tapos birthday din pala ni mommy. Ang daming mga ganon na parang mga, ha?
Huh?
Isang araw pala to?
Correct.
Ah, ito pala? Mag, parang, ang daming mga considerations of time na sobrang nakakalito din for me na, ayun lang, wala lang, jarring lang for me yung mga ganon.
Super. May ganon nga rin siyang feel. Akala ko 1 year actually. Parang yung dating sign, kasi may mention silang 2020 eh. Na parang ko, like, 2020? Parang, bakit 2020 yung minensyon na lang date na kung kailan siya na-aksidente? At 2023 na ngayon. Ngayon ba ito nangyayari? Wala 2021?
Di ba, pero tas nagkakampanya na siya nun eh. Di ba? So, parang nakakalito eh. Uh-oh. Parang, sinabi na nila straight up na tatakbo siya ng presidente. Parang ganun na eh, campaign period na kumbaga eh.
Correct.
So, parang, ang labo.
Pero parang ang naintindihan ko doon, hindi well latag yung timeline for the campaign niya.
Mm-mm.
Pero parang nung before the accident, it was like tatakbo pa lang. So technically, hindi pa magsistart ng campaign period.
Correct.
Pero so, nung pumunta na sila sa bahay ni mommy, klaro na natatakbo siya eh. Parang kumbaga, parang may news na eh.
Nag-announce na siya.
Na siya as president eh. Oh, pero secret pa from the townspeople kung sino tong babaeng to, hindi pa nila
kasi
kilala. So they were clueless.
Uh-oh.
Kasi 'di ba nung ginawa ni Miju yung nails nung girl, sinabi na niya na she's the daughter of the who someone running for president or something like that. Nung nagkakilala sila the first time. So alam na eh. Kaya parang yung timeline na yun sobrang ang labo lang sa akin, wala lang.
Well, ako yung pinaka nalabuan ko was the actual courtroom scene. Because it's like, they can do
the
that.
The go-say courtroom.
I know. The go-say courtroom.
That'll forever be... They always use that courtroom and it kind of makes sense because, you know, as a set, cost-efficient and all that.
Baka naman ganun itsura lahat ng set ng
yun din naman. Feeling ko yun yung standard. Yun yung standard itsura. But, syempre, di ko na matatanggal yung go-say. So, kahit na napaka-serious, so, pag bumalik ang attorney Wu at nandun na naman siya sa mga, sa courtroom na yon, ewan ko na lang, ha. Parang,
in fair, may mga balyena naman daw yung kaya, no? Attorney.
So, fun pa rin.
Na decor. Correct.
But anyway, parang natawa ako, di ko alam. Itong, siguro din, ang treatment ko rin din sa show na to, from the beginning kasi parang niloko na ako eh. Yung OBB palang Happy Pig, di ba?
Correct.
Pinakita yung legend or yung story about the pig. Tapos hindi ko talaga in-expect na ang bigat-bigat pala ng mangyayari. Mga ganun ba? And then, nangyari nga yung nangyari and all that. So parang from the beginning, like, ang utak ko, I'm not gonna get, ay, hindi ko siya masyadong didibdibin. Alam mo yun? Parang, kasi, niloloko ko eh. So, I'll just watch it as is. So, like, kung may question ako, okay lang, sige. Parang ganun. So, kahit na may mga questions nga ako, like, Kang Ho suddenly appearing in the hospital, in that courtroom nga na parang, oh my God, I didn't know that you can do that, na witness after witness.
Exactly.
Na, alam mo yun, tapos biglang nagtuturoan na sila. Like,
exactly.
Hindi ko, I mean, I don't...
Nasa ng judge?
Yeah.
Kaya mga ganun ba?
Parang, I don't think
tapos,
this is what, how it should happen.
Tapos, na-DNA test na ba kagad yung bata nun?
Kasi nung
pinapunta na siya, diba?
Ayun nga, kasi nung pinapunta...
Nahuli, parang, na sila, pupunta na silang prison, pero pag uwi nila sa bahay, uy, kaninang umaga lang yun nangyari, ang saya-saya. Parang gano'n nga, oh!
But ako, super same with Mon. As in, yun din yung experience ko, na parang, as in, nung nagko-courtroom scene nga sila, na parang, biglang nagtuturoan na sila, na parang ako, asan yung judge? And asan yung defense? Like, you have the right to say something. I mean, if you wanna protect your client, magsasalita ka. Alam mo yun, that's how it goes. Na parang, I will calm down. I don't care about that anymore. I will focus on this betrayal.
exactly.
And like, as a defense lawyer, tangina, parang ano yun, conglomerate head yan. You're well paid. You're used
diba?
To freaking cases like this. You should know how to freaking manipulate.
Oo,
ano.
Correct.
Pero wala siyang kwentang defense lawyer.
And,
anyway,
feeling ko
din, it's not naman na, it's not naman na defense, anong tawag dyan? Drama na
pang-judge.
Judicial.
Law drama.
Law drama.
Law drama. legal drama.
Legal!
Galing natin! Ako,
galit sa'yo si Ali McBeal.
I'm so sorry, Ali McBeal. I still love you. Okay, go.
And ako pa, parang like, the mere fact na suspect si Kang Ho sa kaso nung babae.
Nag-remind pa niya yung judge. Parang, akala ko kinalimutan na natin yung factor para makapag-defense tayo. Pero ikaw mismo nagbanggit. By the way, I am also
I'm truthful. I have turned a new leaf.
Diba? Tapos may eksena pa, yung pumunta nga yung Sol, yung buong jury. Ang naghatid sa nanay niya, yung dalawang detectives. Ini-investigate si Kang Ho. So parang,
wag mong isipin that he's off the hook just because he's doing this, ha?
Parang ganon. So parang, okay. But again, siguro din kasi, dahil lahat to nangyari ng last episode, parang nandun na ako sa exciting na, yes, paparating na yung, revenge. So, wala na akong pakialam kung twisted yan gets. Like, it's there, it's coming.
Parang did ganun. You feel ba na yung revenge was weighty enough? Because I didn't, ako personally, hindi ko siya naramdaman masyad na parang, yun na yun. May ganun akong na-feel na parang,
a little bit. Yeah.
Ang daming nangyari, ang daming, tas biglang, okay, parang it didn't crescendo the way I thought it would.
Ako parang sucks lang kasi parang yun naman talaga yung gusto nila. Mm-hmm. To get what's right by them, by the law. Mm-hmm. Actually, nung start, medyo nabitin ako kasi totoo naman, in any court proceeding, you could only litigate on what is the evidence on hand. Mm-hmm. Pero yun na nga, biglang dumami yung mga tao at biglang pati yung tatay niya nasama na sa kaso.
Correct!
So, na-revenge yung lahat yun.
Correct.
Diba? Lahat yun nasali dun sa case na yun. Uh-oh. So, okay. So, everybody is vindicated. So, okay.
Pwede mag-party! Okay, yay!
But you know what I was also thinking? I mean, sure, parang, yeah, it was like, you spent years getting to this point, finally it happened. So, okay naman. Okay, go. You got it. Pero, mas iniisip ko, parang, in the real Korean system, like, are they really gonna go to jail? Because, I mean, honestly, nilatag nila from the beginning na napaka-powerful nitong presidential candidate and even the, what's his name? The CEO guy.
Wonbok?
Tama ba? Wonbok?
Wobyok.
Wobyok pala.
Wobyok.
Wonbok. The Wobyok group CEO and all that. Parang they kept on saying, we can do whatever we want because we have so many people in the inside. Correct. And whatever. And then suddenly, just with that courtroom scene, it's like, oh, okay, they're screwed. Like, they can't do anything anymore.
True.
So, mas na ano ko, bigla ako na-perflex sa parang, hindi naman ganyan sistema ng Korea eh. Di ba, corrupt din sila. Parang Pilipinas lang, kasi alam mo yun, kung nangyari yan dito ngayon, nako, the next day, labas na sila kasi may sabihin silang mali na parang mali yung paglatag ng ebidensya or handling of evidence or whatever. Which they did, by the way, because suddenly, they bring out a kid who is the evidence, correct. Alam mo yun. So,
who's already walking, by the way.
Yeah, correct. So, technically, mali yun, di ba? Kasi dapat diba? Iba yung proceeding.
So, one year siya.
Or maybe two. So, see,
I think ang conclusion lang natin dito, like in terms of it being realistic, it's not there at all.
Not so.
Kumbaga, parang they are trying to hit certain emotional points, milestones in the story. At poetic license na lang, tanggapin nyo na lang, na ganito talaga siya. This is a fictional Korea, everyone.
Correct.
Well, possible din naman kasi, if they did make it like, true to life. Mm. Ayun nga, like what I said, like their justice system wouldn't help them. Because really, nalatag na napaka-powerful nilang people eh.
Mm-mm.
Like, can they really like win just with that? Of course. Kumbaga, there's a bit of fantasy there. It's possible,
it is.
But it's a bigger possibility na hindi. Parang ganon.
Siguro parang ang takeaway din ng mga tao when they watch is just hope. Alam mo yun? Kasi parang like, amidst all, I mean, totoo. As in, realistically speaking, hindi talaga siya mangyayari. It's not that easy to take down a conglomerate and an extremely powerful government official. There is no exactly. fucking way you can do it that way.
Pero who is you a can, prosecutor who knows oh, the exactly, ins and outs exactly. of like,
oh, oh, yung mga the law galamayan na yan.
Correct.
I mean, oh, we know from our own experience as a Filipino people, you know. Diba? So, I mean, yun lang talaga yung ino-offer niya na hope. And then, si Monica said something then earlier, as in way earlier, na parang it's about perseverance din. Alam mo yun? Na parang it's about, alam mo, kahit na anong mangyari, alam mo yun, you're, ito na yung mga taong malalakas in front of you, but if you persevere, if you try hard, with hope, and with your community helping exactly. you, everything will be alright.
Kaya mong, yeah, you can, mm-hmm. yeah. And I think that's what brought me to tears, like at the end, kasi parang, kahit na fantasy to, ang ganda lang yung reminder to keep on going. You mentioned the song, yung I Am Happy, I Am Happy. Mm-hmm. Now, I don't recall kasi na it was subbed earlier oh. eh. So, sobrang natuwa. It was? Yeah. Or baka hindi ko siya napansin or whatever.
Baka dahil anyway, sa tears mo, hindi mo na nabasa.
No, in the earlier days. Kasi ah, parang, di ba, that ringtone, we'd hear it all
yeah,
the time.
Oh, oh.
We nakikinigan niya sa truck when she was driving.
We always hear it. I guess hindi ko siya masyadong pinansin or whatever. But in that episode, in that final episode, nung wake, tapos biglang nag-ring yung phone niya, and then talagang yun lang yung nakalagay sa subs line, no, na I am happy, I am happy. Na yun pala, yun nga pala yung translation nung kanta. Parang natuwa ko na there was like this certain impact na parang, oh my God, so all this time, her ringtone was about happiness.
Happiness.
Kahit na the entire time, we were just seeing her, you know, be devastated time and time and time over. This is like, I don't know, medyo na ano ko, na overwhelm ako kasi parang, this is life. I mean, gets like, you will parang mahirap talaga siya basically and like time and time again you will fall and all that. Medyo malungkot kasi yun nga parang she had to remind herself that she's happy kahit na for sure baka may kinikimkim niya na hindi talaga or siya ang hirap eh ang hirap na pinagdadaanan niya eh. Pero nakakatuwa lang na sinusubukan niya, so ibig sabihin gusto pa rin niyang mabuhay. Parang ganun.
Yeah.
So, totoo. Wala lang. Natuwa lang ako na, oh my God, hindi ko alam kung napaka-impactful niya na doon ko nga lang pala nalaman na yun pala yung ibig sabihin ng song. Kasi parang, may, whoa, bigat nito ah. May ganun siya.
Totoo. Parang yung dating din sa akin nun, and super agree din with you, na parang, and kaya din siguro ang laking impact din nung birthday nila kahit na it does not motherfucking make sense why it, alam mo yun? Kasi parang
again fantasy
if we go back there parang she spoke about gratefulness, alam mo yun, and gratitude, and I feel like happiness works hand in hand with that parang like you cannot be just happy. You become happy if you're thankful about what you already have. Na despite the fact that, yun na nga, alay ng putay ng balat niya sa puwet. Kay girl, look, ano yung buong puwet mo, babalat? Ano ba?
Correct.
Na parang, alam mo, she still finds these glimmers of great things to be grateful for. Alam mo, and
correct.
Dahil dun sa gratitude na yun, parang, ayun, parang everything... I don't even think na parang, even if it turns to shit, I feel like she will be okay. Because that's the thread of her life.
She will find happiness pa rin despite.
Oh, kasi thankful.
Kasi nga, di ba, parang yung pinaka-tema nga niya is that a pig always looks down. And the only time that a pig can look at the sky is when she falls. So parang yun lang talaga yung pinaka-tema ng buhay niya. Nakatingin lang talaga siya sa baba at kailangan niya mahulog ng mahulog just so that she could see the sky.
Correct.
At since na-mention mo na rin ang baboy, at yun naman din ang pinaka-essence ng story na to, at hindi lang ang baboy-baboy, but ang mama baboy. Alam mo yun? And we know naman na ang character ni Ramiran na si Jin Yong Son is the mama baboy we're talking about.
Yes.
Can we talk about what the show is also trying for us to think about more? Na parang, what is it to be a good mother? Alam mo yun? What do you guys think about that?
Ako, personally, it's so hard.
Mm.
Pag sinabi yung good, bad mother, it just comes to mind. I was talking to a tita recently, and then parang sabi niya sa akin, no, I was such a tough mother. Sabi niya ganun sa akin. Tapos sabi ko, oh, but your kids are fine. Like, they're doing so well. Mm. And she's like, no, but they're both in therapy because of me. Ooh. Sabi niya sa akin. Mm. And then I told her, you know what, tita? As a mom, whatever it is we do, it will impact our kids no matter what. Mm. Even if you weren't tough on them. For example, you were friends with them. Mm. You were so nice to them. Someday, they would still end up in therapy because my mom was just a friend to me.
Mm-mm.
It's so hard to find that balance. Like, as a mom, speaking as a mom myself, you can only do so much and try what you want to do.
Mm-mm.
You can be tough, you can be, and being tough could sometimes be what's good for your kid.
Mm-mm.
Being good to them could be sometimes bad for them.
Mm-mm.
Hindi mo talaga masabi. Kasi iba-iba yung journey ng tao, and you're just someone who's still trying your the best that you can at any given moment.
Mm-mm.
Kaya ako parang natuwa ako dun sa moments na pinakita na hindi lang naman quote-unquote bad mother si Yongsun kay Kang Ho.
Mm-mm.
Kasi meron pa rin namang mga moments na may loving pa rin. Pero syempre, sa drama, pinakita lang sa atin when she was tough.
Mm.
Pero alam mo yun, parang imposible naman na ang isang tao, ang nanay naman tao yan eh. Hindi naman pwedeng masama lang siya all the time.
Mm-hmm.
There's still goodness there. So kaya para sa akin, it's such a hard stereotype na parang hindi siya masama siya, hindi siya mabait siya. Especially when it comes to mothers. Because any mother is just trying her best at any given time. And if we affect our kids the way we are, we're just, it's not as if we mean to give you the worst life.
Yeah.
That's never our intention.
Exactly. Mm-mm.
Ayun sa akin.
I think super nag-reflect yun sa show. Kasi parang, di ba nga nung start nung series, parang pinakita nga na si Kang Ho also having a hard time having to keep up with the high standards and the toughness that na ini-impose sa kanya ng nanay niya. Pero parang when he grew older, hindi naman siya inexplicitly explained. Actually, medyo nakulangan din ako sa show na gano'n. Yung conversation nila about how he was raised, hindi na nila dinaplisan. Yeah. Nung nakauwi na siya, parang, okay, all's good. Pero parang, it just seemed to me naman na parang nagkaroon din siya ng acceptance and realization na, yes, it was a very hard childhood for me, but gets ko na. And I also always tell myself this, na as my mother's daughter, come on, I blame her. Hi, Mom! I blame her for a lot of things that I do, alam mo yon, and think and feel and stuff. But I am already at that age na alam ko na dapat ko anong gagawin ko. Everything I do now, ako lang naman to, is already not on her. Kasi by this point, dapat kaya ko na siyang himayin. Kung hindi ko siyang kayang himayin, kailangan maghanap ako ng taong tutulong sa akin para makahimay siya. Mahimay siya. But, yun, and exactly what you said, parang, you only have one chance. Di ba? Parang walang takerbackers to being a mom. Alam mo yun? Parang, you always just try your best. And, you know, parang, hope for the best na lang na you did your job. And I think that's what the character also did at the end. Parang, this is all I can do.
Correct. Actually, I like nga yung Kang Ho angle na parang kumbaga inaccept na lang niya or in the Nate kulang, yes.
Mm-mm.
Pero they were trying to say naman na naiintindihan ko naman what you went through kaya ganito.
Mm-mm.
And like I really like that kasi parang sometimes for a drama to be a drama, you dwell on the pain, I guess.
Mm.
So, the super melodramatic. But my mom was like this, tuloy ganito ako. So, I find this to be a more mature, realistic part of being an adult, I guess, na you understand. We're actually, tayo, we're like all results of trauma. Like, kung ano man yung nakuha sa nanay ko, kung ano mang iniisip ko ngayon, kung magkaanak ako, or not even just anak, just other people. Diba?
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure ma-affect ko sila, at na-affect ko sila dahil, at nagagawa ko yon kasi, dahil sa trauma ko. Gets?
Mm-hmm.
Parang lahat, parang it's a chain reaction of trauma after trauma. Na nakakatawa kasi nakita ko sa Twitter that someone retitled the show as Good Bad Trauma. Which also kind of makes sense.
Correct.
Diba?
Correct.
Kasi hindi lang naman nanay eh. Kasi pati si Kango, if you think about it, I mean, the twins would probably also have something
because
out of what happened,
diba? They had a father when they were already
seven years old.
What the hell?
And even from their mom, diba? Oh. Sobrang natuwa at nalungkot ako nung yung si Yejin, yung sinasabi niya sa nanay niya na parang, I know na why dad isn't coming home. It's because, ano, he broke up with you or something like that. Yung parang nakatuwa, na gusto niyang intindihin yung nanay niya. Mm. But at the same time, malungkot kasi talagang hinahanap niya. I mean, for a young kid, like, the fact na umabot siya sa thinking na yon. Ibig sabihin, palagi niyang iniisip yung tatay niya, kung nasaan yung tatay niya.
Correct.
So, I'm sure, parang ang dami na siguro scenarios in her head.
Mm-mm.
And then, tapos yun nga, nakwento niya sa nanay niya na I'm convinced na dahil naghiwalay na kayo ni Papa, no? Kaya ano, tapos biglang may hirit pa siya, it's okay, you don't have to come back to him.
Mm-mm.
Like, you should live a good life.
Mm-mm.
So, I really like that part of the show. And, siguro kaya din ako, ano, like, naging emotional nga lang ako sa end, sa last episode nga. Kasi siguro parang saktong timing. Ayun nga, parang aware naman tayo by now, like, sa age natin.
Mm-mm.
At least for me, parang alam mo na yung impact of how my mom raised me.
Mm-mm.
And like, dealing with it, deciding how to deal with it. I had like, a date with my mother last weekend. It was like, what, 6 hours in the restaurant?
Mm.
As in, anyway, side, mahabang side kwento. But anyway, because that was so recent and we got to talk a lot. And then, umabot din sa point about therapy din.
Because
we were talking about me going to therapy and like, tapos we talked, parang the fact na nakita ko kasi sa mga mukha niya eh, yung thought na, oy, nasa therapy ka. Nakita ko sa mga mata niya that there's disappointment in her eyes kasi parang malamang napapareflect siya na yoko ko. Malamang napareflect siya na anong ginawa kong mali. So, I talked to her about it na parang it's okay. Like, of course, it's gonna happen this way.
Mm-hmm.
So, parang natuwa lang ako. Natuwa kaming pareho sa achievement namin nung date na yun. Kasi parang, while we got to do that na naman dun before, it's been improving.
Mm-hmm.
So, sobrang perfect timing nung episode, itong this week's episodes, na yun yung ending. Very, very great ending. Especially for yung soon. Because like, that's all what we want. Lalo na when she died. Like, that inner peace that she had in her last breath. I don't know. Like, I've always... Yun yung concept ko of heaven eh. When you die happy, basically.
Yes. Mm-mm.
And she got that. Despite that life. Alam mo yun? So parang... Grabe yung iyak ko lang. Kasi yun yung exact na pinag-usapan namin ng mom ko.
Mm-mm.
Tapos may ganun. So, ayun lang. Yun lang naman. Yung emotional.
No, it's okay. I'm
iyakin mo na.
But I'm so very happy na you've had that conversation with your mom. I feel like, I mean, we all know each other's stories. Alam mo yun? It's pretty hard to talk to our mothers. And the fact na ang dami yung nahimay na 6 hours na yung alam mo, may tendency rin kasi yung mga nanay na parang naging defensive sila. Na I'm just so happy na you also got that part of her who was also very willing to listen. Alam mo, and you were also very willing to listen to her end of the story then. And, you know, talk about life and stuff. So,
and it's good for you to give her that reassurance. Mm-mm. Kasi parang default ng nanay yun eh. Kasalanan ko yan eh. Parang everything that the kid does.
Mm-mm.
I mean, ako, ganun din yung mom ko sa akin.
Yeah.
Feeling niya lahat na lang kasalanan niya.
Oh.
Na parang, I'm an independent adult who makes my own decisions. So, not everything I do is because of you.
Mm-mm.
Parang ganun. Pero, default kasi nila yun and sometimes they need to hear that they've done well.
Mm-mm.
And maybe that's one of the things that we don't tell our parents enough.
Yeah. Ang ganda nung sinabi mo. Medyo naano ako. Naiiyak na rin ako. Ano ba yan? Pag nagnasimulan eh. Kasi I actually never told my mom that. The mom, like, good job, mom. I never told her that. Interesting.
Something because we don't think that it's something we should do.
Yun
nga
eh. Yeah,
I guess. For us, the moms are there and that's their job. They're supposed to do that. Mm-hmm. But no, moms are not supposed to do the things that they're doing. It's their choice to do whatever it is that they're doing for you.
Totoo,
so,
yan.
You know, they deserve a pat on the back. Mm-hmm. Both parents.
Yeah.
Bilang magpa-Father's Day.
Bilang magpa-Father's Day. Kailangan na in-search na dito. Kasama rin po kayo sa pag-erase sa amin. So, Father's Day.
Kasama din kayo sa mga trauma.
Oo nga eh. Yung sa tatay ko, ano
good,
eh.
Good, bad trauma.
Gusto. Yung sa tatay ko, it's a lack of presence.
Ayun ba nga nagsasabi na?
Lapagan eh. I know. But I mean, ang saya, actually, yung relationship ko din with my mom right now, and it's so fresh and new din for me, na parang, I can talk to her in a way na hindi na ako naiinis. Kasi kaya ko nang i-separate yung sarili ko from, parang, her influence in me. And I mean, nafe-feel ko pa rin naman din siya. Pero parang kaya ko nang tanggalin yung sarili ko from that moment. And then I had this conversation nga with her din sa parking lot. Pababa na kami ng mall. Just na-mention ko lang na parang, para lang maklarify sa kanya na parang, alam ko naman kung ano lang yung kaya mong ibigay sa akin. Emotionally, as a person. Because you are also a product of your own parents. Na, alam yun, hindi rin sila very emotionally available, vulnerable, and she has done so much compared to what they did from what I know of how she was raised. So, parang, I mean, as much as there are so many people in our lives, I seek other things from other people na. Tapos parang na-hurt siya. Tapos parang automatic niya is, but that doesn't mean I love you any less. Mom, that's not my point. I know you love me so much, as in beyond, and I also love you so much. Pero, and I think, kasama sa pagmamahal, yung realization na hindi ko na kailangan humingi pa kasi nabigay mo na lahat ng kaya mong ibigay. At mamahaling na kita kung ano lang yung mabibigay mo sa akin at okay lang sa akin yun. At ko talaga, ma, okay lang talaga sa akin yun. Okay lang. Hindi nga sa tanggap eh. Hindi yung parang, matanggap ka yan. Hindi yun eh. Okay lang. Okay lang na ganun. At kasi maganda na siya as it is. So parang, ang sarap ng gantong age bigla. Kasi parang I would never have that conversation with mother. When I was younger, never.
Oh yeah, for sure.
Correct.
Like,
as a teenager, in college, even in our 20s.
I will never.
The weight that was lifted after that recent conversation. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like, it felt like, fresh is a very, very good, rejuvenating.
Rejuvenating.
Like,
skin!
Like, oh, diba? Yeah. Having gone through that. Kasi parang, so after that date, that was Sunday, and then this week, we were so busy fixing the business. Like, we were doing improvements kasi sa laundry shop and all that. And, like, the other day, we were tackling something. Tapos, she was doing her, I know that it can be very irritating. Kasi mom, and I probably got it from her, she can be so commanding because she's so used to being the head, I guess. And when she wants what she wants, it has to be what she wants. Kumbaga, the only idea that can be followed is her idea. Parang ganon. And I've always been annoyed with that. Pero syempre, dahil mas matanda na ako, alam ko na ganon din naman ako, and I probably got it from her. And because nga of our date, our talk, parang suddenly, I found myself saying different things na parang, this is the first time I'm telling her na parang I decided to listen to her talaga. Oh. Kumbaga, first time kong gawin yung angle na yun. Gets? Yung para lang matigil siya. Hindi naman. Pero kumbaga, hindi naman matigil. Kasi nga, parang ako sa kanya, kailangan may idea din ako na masusunod. Yeah, pero point is, kumbaga, it felt like mas collaborative na ako with her as compared to before na from mga away to fake collaboration to ngayon, real collaboration na siya. Mm-mm. Parang ganun yung feeling. But anyway, yun lang naman.
I love it na si Kang Ho is also our age, actually. So, pero I think...
Yeah, I like it too. Uh-oh. Sakto, no? Sakto. It kind of makes sense na naiintindihan niya na rin.
Oo. It really does take, some time. But I guess in his world, time doesn't matter.
Yeah, because time is warped. It's so weird. I don't understand.
I think it's baboy time in his world. Sunod tayo dun. Okay. So, we have gone through that. Very, cathartic. I love that release. At napag-usapan din natin yung, you know, very many, many aspects of the show. We have very different opinions about it. So, kayo, just to end the show, quick lightning round lang. If there is one thing that you want to change about the show to make it more palatable to your taste, I guess, what would it be?
Yung sa akin, balance. Mm. Yun lang talaga. Mm-mm. Parang it's so heavily imbalanced. It's so dramatic at up top and then towards the end, meron naman palang balance na kayang ma-achieve. Ooh. If they did that from the start, I would have loved it Mm-mm. more. Mm-mm. I would have appreciated it and it would have been better. Mm-mm. Medyo galing pa din kasi ako sa medyo traumatic na thing with moms. Mm. Kaya medyo mahirap sa akin tong panoorin. Yes. But if it was balanced out from the start, Mm-mm. it would have been easier for me to watch.
Yes. Ako, I agree. Kaya I will follow your suit. Pero super gets. It's really that. There's just so many things going on, honestly. But I feel like everything naman kasi is there for a reason. But it was just not played out well. And sana tinanggal na nilang whole parang whimsical, absurd angle about it. Like, you mentioned yung kanina yung hometown cha-cha-cha, which was like the perfect balance of that. Na, alam mo yun, saktong dalawa lang yung iniisip mo. Like, nakakatawa tsaka tragedy. Alam mo yun, hindi yung may kung ano-ano pang
nangyayari. Although, with home siya, the tragedy angle wasn't as heavy. Ito kasi parang ito yung focal ano niya.
Correct. Driving,
source of pain eh. Exactly. Driving force niya eh.
Driving force
so,
niya.
Like, I don't know if I can compare it to hometown cha-cha-cha. Mm-mm. Just cause for me, napakabigat nitong good bad mother. Mm-mm. I actually don't know what I'd want to change about this. Kasi again, I got into this just accepting whatever it is. Mm-mm. I thought, you know, it had like its good moments, it had its bad moments, and I thought it would end with me just saying, all right, it's all right. Mm-mm. But because nga of the sudden, like usual, like how art suddenly is reflecting on your current situation and all that. So suddenly, parang, oh man, like, mas heightened yung watching experience ko. Kaya yes. Lalo ako naging emotionally attached to it. Kaya, obviously, for me, okay na ako doon. Like, having that ending, having whatever it is that happened in the 14 episodes, okay na ako.
Mm-mm. Gets super. Oo nga.
Like what you said nga on Twitter. I also did a bit of a deep dive on Twitter on how other people felt it.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, you're right. Like, parang I feel like it impacted people differently. Mm-mm. Normally, kasi meron talagang drama na parang, it's so nice. Or parang gets. Meron generic, I liked it, I don't like it.
Yeah.
Ito kasi parang may nakalatch on. Because obviously, since we're talking about topics na very, very, nakadepend siya sa sarili mong experience.
Correct. Oo nga.
So parang yung mga nakikita mong mga tweets are really really, really varied. Kasi syempre, iba-iba nga tayong mga tao. Iba-iba yung mga traumas na pinagdadaan natin. And therefore, iba-iba rin yung mga naging reflection natin about this show.
Correct. Oo. So, super true. Parang, as you watch the show, your life also flashes in front of your eyes.
Yeah.
I mean, that's how you latch onto it.
So, and it then becomes, for me, it becomes a successful show.
Exactly.
Kasi, suddenly, iba-iba yung emotions.
Oo nga.
Kesa sa, sorry, Alchemy of Souls.
Yeah. I like it. Alchemy of Souls 1. The 2 was one. A little bit better. 1 was...
But you know what I mean?
Yeah,
gets.
Yeah, yeah.
It's very, very generic liking or
correct.
Hating.
Parang,
ang
gwapo, parang nandun.
Oo.
Yung mga ganun madaling i-let go eh. Pero yung mga lalaking yung pinag-uusapan, yung mga na talagang speak to your soul, yan talaga yung dadalhin mo hanggang dulo. Diba?
Yung trauma hanggang dulo.
Hanggang dulo din. Pero ma-appreciate mo na. At dahil nasa dulo na rin tayo ng ating oras. And for that, we have come to the end of our show! Okay, woo! Alam niyo naman guys kung ano ang meron sa end ng show namin, diba? We always have a game. And sobrang exciting ng game na to because as we mentioned earlier, yung mga bagay talaga na malapit sa puso mo ang talagang bibigay ng meaning sa buhay mo. At sobrang meaningful ng game na to kasi this is about trot.
Yes.
Which is a part of our life. Balikan niyo po yung, I think, was it, what episode was it? Yung nag-trot tayo. Hindi yung nag-trot tayo.
Very, very early.
Singles Inferno.
Singles Inferno. Okay, sa mga nakikinig, kung gusto nyo kaming makinig, kung gusto nyo marinig ang aming pagtutrot, head on to our season 1, the Singles Inferno one, I think was 3, 4, mga ganun.
Oo, mga ganun.
Pakinggan nyo yung buong show and then stay till the end to hear our singing voices. Okay. Ang pangalan ng game na to ay Trot or Not. Okay.
Akala ko Trot or Dare.
Trot or Dare. Uy, nakakatawa.
Trot or Dare as in there.
Oo. So magto-trot ka or pupunta ka sa kabilang kanto.
Oh my God, parang Bring Me. Oh my God, pauso tayo ng game.
Okay, balik tayo. Trot or Not. Okay, ang mangyayari dito is, si Mon and si Pia lang ang maglalaro because I will be the game master. And I will read the lyrics of a song. And they have to guess if it's trot or not. The Not is, it's a K-pop song. So you will just have to figure out. Kasi alam naman natin, diba yung trot, very ano siya, may lyricism about it. And it's mostly usually about love and all that. Okay. So sa mga ano, di ba sobrang lakas ng trot nga dito sa show na to. Bila, ano yung pangalan ng title? Nag-release yung isang character ng trot song called Intrusion of Love.
Intrusion of Love. Uh-huh.
So this is inspired by that.
That actor also, my God, he's so good at being annoying.
He's so good at being annoying. Like, he is so annoying, but damn, he's so good at that. Kaya na-typecast mo siya. Yung screaming niya, my goodness. Okay, going back. So I will read the lyrics and then I will give you a few seconds to nam-nam it. And para mapag-isipan nyo. Kasi I guess this is
all of buzzer ba kami, ganon?
Hindi, wala kayong buzzer. Kasi pag tinanong trot or not, sabihin nyo sasabihin yung sagot nyo. So ang point nito is paramihan ng points.
Okay.
Okay. Paramihan lang kayo ng points. Okay. So pagkasabi nyo, no taker backers na siya. Okay? Actually, ang gaganda ng mga lyrics, natutuwa ako. So, alright.
Okay,
this is our first question. Not question. This is our first song. Okay. Because of the beautiful sin called love, I spend this long night alone. If I leave this hot and passionate name in my heart, why is it that I keep sighing? Trot or not, go!
Trot.
Okay. Ang tamang sagot is Trot! It is by one of the legends of Trot Cho, Yung Pil. This song is called The Winter Tea House. So a little fun fact, this is considered their winter song. So parang, so ito yung kinakanta nila pag winter, you're alone, wala kang jowa, alam mo naman, Korea. Okay. Alright. So, Mon has 1 point. Ayan. Ito, nakakatawa to. Alright. Nakakatawang ano to, song to. Okay. Number 2. Even if it's windy and rainy, I'll run to you. I want this eager heart to give its all. I'm your passion. I bet my life on you. I bet my everything. You who are white and round, you are my ongshimi, acute ongshimi. I'm going to protect you. I love you, baby. Trot or not, go!
Not.
Okay. Oh my gosh. You guys got it. That's 2 points for Monica, 1 point for Pia. At ang gumawa nito is Minhyuk featuring Johanny. Oh! It is actually trot. I'm so sorry. Mali ako. Trot siya. Nilagay ko all caps. Trot song nila to. Sorry.
Oh, it's still trot.
Kumanta sila ng trot?
Mali ako. Ang galing-galing ko talaga. Excuse me, no? Master. Trot tong kantang to. Okay. By Minhyuk featuring Johanny. The song is called
So may rap? Oh,
si
Johanny. May rap yung trot.
Ayan.
Hanapin
na yan. Sorry, ano ba yan? Di ako nagbabasa, no? Okay. Trot siya. Kasi nakita ko lang Minhyuk, so natawa na ako.
In fairness, trick question siya. K-popers, K-pop singers, but singing trot.
Singing trot. Uh-huh. Buti nakuha mo yun. Ako, hindi ako marunong magbasa. Okay. Third question. Third song. When the colors of the world were tempting my heart, I closed my eyes and in the darkness, I felt you. Trot or not, go.
Trot. Not.
That is a not.
Oh.
Yeah. It is by Lee Yori, the song is called Black.
Meron siya ngayong ano, variety with meron sila Boa, sila Huasa. It's so much fun watching.
I love it. I love Lioli. Kasi ang ganda ng lyrics ng kantang to, nakakatuwa. Alright, okay. Next is, in the moon hours, look at the night sky. Through the eyes of your soul, gonna show it to you, your window, your time. You know there's a lot of thorns on that street light too.
Okay.
Trot or not, go.
Trot.
And the answer is not.
Ooh.
This is RM's Moonchild.
That's right.
Yeah, Moonchild. Yeah.
I love that song.
I know. I love that song as well. Okay. Final. But I think Mon is already a winner. Tama ba?
2-1.
2-1. Ay, pwede pa humabol si Pia.
Pwede pa mag-tie, yeah.
Pwede pa mag-tie. Okay. Sige. In the train to the south, the last train's whistle is sadly blowing. Rain is falling, my tears are falling, and my lost first love is falling too, in the vague memory of you. Trot or not, go.
Trot.
And you are...
Alam ko yung title ng kanta.
Ano? May plus points ka. Plus 1 point, ko alam mo.
Last train to Busan.
Ha?
Totoo?
Hindi.
Ay, hindi. Or last stop to Busan or something like that. That's not the one.
No, it's not the one. Oo. Pero alam mo, may song kasi na Busan eh. May Busan. There's a song called Busan Port.
Something, Busan Port. Pero may isa pa. Anyway, okay.
But almost got it. Tama kayong dalawa. It is a trot. It's a song by Kim Soo Hui, who is the queen of trot. The name of the song is Southbound Train. So
ayun!
Sorry. Ayun! Paano mo nalaman? Saan mo napulot yun?
Dahil sa Running Man. Thank you, J-Sock. Pero panalo na si Monica.
Thank you, J-Sock. Ayun. So, those are our trot songs. Ayun. Kakatuwa. So, I just
asked. That's actually, so fun.
Diba? Parang ang ganda talaga ng mga lyrics, no?
Let's have an entire episode just discussing lyrics. The translated lyrics. Mm-mm. Anyway. Sorry.
With a trot singer. I feel like for extra.
Okay,
ano,
sure.
Ako, let's, I think, contact I'm down for that.
Juani.
Oh my God. Si Minyuk naman, album niya kasi yon. May album siya, diba?
Sorry.
Solo. Featuring lang si Juani. May isa pa siyang kanta na featuring Juani, nakakatawa. It's on Spotify, guys, if you wanna listen to it. It's interesting and hilarious. And I mean, you know naman these dudes. B2B.
Hindi mo sinama yung trot ni Hobie tsaka ni Yoongi.
Oo nga eh. Hindi kasi baka alam niyo yung lyrics eh. Siyempre pag kinanta ko yung
Otokare.
Alam mo na yun
eh. Nag-thank you lang naman sila in Japanese.
Oo, correct. Na-original pala yun.
Thank you for doing well. Parang ganun.
Akala ko copy lang. Original pala siya. Okay, so that is our episode for today. Thank you guys so much for listening. Sobrang daming paghihimay ng show at ng feelings namin about mothers. Ang nangyari sa show na to, if you have other thoughts about the show or if you want to share your own experience with, you know, your watching experience of Good Bad Mother, please let us know. You know where to contact
us. Let
us know. Uh-huh. May isa kasing character doon talaga na ano eh, parang bakit Ate Girl? Which is
yung... Oh my God.
Alam naman natin.
Si Roderick Paulate. Ah, wait! Yakuza.
The Yakuza daughter.
The Yakuza daughter. As in, isang malaking what the fuzz. I mean, I think she deserves a little bit of time here kahit sa dulo lang ng discussion na to.
Yes! My face reveal!
Face reveal!
I was so looking forward to that. Nasa point din ako na magagalit ako. Walang face reveal.
Diba? Iniisip ko, paano kung pagtanggal niya yung face mask? Face mask din yun sa loob.
Pero so, grabe no, pumayag siya. Humayag siya na buong season.
Diba?
Naka-cover yung mukha niya.
Isipin mo, less time for makeup, so hindi ka na kailangan pumunta early for your call time. Paplakan ka na
baka
lang,
pala tapos
yun. Tapos
ka na. Paano
kung
diba? Busy kasi siya?
Oo.
Or baka nagpaparetoke siya noon.
Ay, pwede. Pwede, actually. So actually, yung last scene, yun yung first scene na shinoot niya. Kasi after nung nagparetoke na siya.
Oo. To become one of the new jeans kasi she got the haircut already.
Correct! Yung ganun.